Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I truly don't even know where to begin to tell you how much bad news there is for leftists. It's everywhere. And as you guys know on this very program, I warn Democrats, leftists, plutopians, progressives, whatever they call themselves, because they change names. They have to morph because they can't stay the same thing very long, because then they get found. They're like Arafat. They got to sleep in a different place every night. But I tell them every day on this program, I say this practically every day to somebody. On the left, things aren't going to get any better. Not for them. Things are going to get great for us. But because any news that's bad for leftists is good for America. Getting rid of leftism is the best thing we could possibly do. And I know you're saying, Kevin, it sounds so mean-spirited. No, it doesn't. It's the truth. I'm not saying get rid of leftists. I'm saying these people need to get woke from woke, and when they do, they're going to be much better human beings. You guys know I'm not lying. A leftist is a vile, scurrilous person that you don't want to be around. You got them in your family. You know a couple of them that you call friends. You've grandfathered them into your lives, but you know they are train wrecks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I say to you leftists that do listen to the program, because some of you are trying to get your sanity. Good news for you. If you move away from that, you're going to be a lot better. Because if you remain a leftist, if you remain a Democrat, you are going to experience the worst year of your life. I'm telling you, even if you're 80, you will not have had a worse year politically than you will have this year. Every day we wake up on the other side of leftism is celebratory. We should be throwing parties. We should be saying Happy New Year, Happy Birthday, Happy Anniversary, and whatever else to ourselves every single day that we get to wake up on the other side of lunacy, insanity. Let me give you some idea. The national debt has reached $30 trillion under Joe Biden. He added $2 trillion of it himself. And then there's WooFlu nonsense that came in. In 1 year, this guy's added $2 trillion. Joe Biden's policy, his stated policy, is essentially undo everything Trump did, which, of course, isn't helping him. It's crushing him. And that's just for starters. Did you see the jobs report? I thought I saw it in some notes. But here's the job. The jobs report is, again, all these jobs available. Go look. They're all out there. Nobody's taking them. How does Joe Biden think he's going to survive this? I think one of the biggest scams being exposed is the WooFlu thing. The world is revolting against these attacks on freedom. Canadian truckers, you know, I told you the other day they shut off all the social media because they don't want people to, oh, you can't know that those Canadian truckers, you know, you can't know that they're riding in Austria, they're riding in Germany. And this has been going on, folks, for the better part of a year. This isn't something new. And here, despite them trying to shut us down on social media, regular media, etc., it still leaks out. The word still gets out. China's on the run, not because of Joe Biden, but because of us. We are the ones talking about China. We are the ones talking about the Russian situation. We are the ones exposing the Democrats for the racist they are, Whoopi Goldberg. We are. We're not letting them get away with anything. And the good news is we show the sandwich between insane Barack Obama, a.k.a. Baby Black Jesus, and Joe Biden. And you know what was inside that gushy, gooey white center? Was Donald Trump. Oh, my goodness. The Democrats are in bad shape. There was a survey conducted January 19th and 20th. They polled 1,815 registered voters. 35% approved of Biden's handling of the economy. 41% approved of his attempts to stimulate jobs. 38% of respondents approved of his attempts to fight terrorism. Only 34% approved of his handling of immigration. 35% approved of his handling of foreign affairs. 40% have a positive opinion of Biden's administering the government. 44% of him approve of his response to the Wu flu scam. 36% say approve of Biden's handling of violence and crime in the country. 31% say they approved of his response to rising inflation. There's not a single indicator, with the exception of one, his attempt to stimulate jobs. His attempt. See, I love the Democrats. They like it when you try. They like it when you try. I will never forget Emmanuel Cleaver, a Democrat out of Kansas City, made the comment that he met with Barack Obama and Barack Obama vowed to try. I will never forget that. I thought to myself, silly black Negroes are so easy to please. He vowed to try. Well, that's what he got out of him. I met with Barack Obama and here's what I can tell you. He vowed to try. What kind of response? It's like, you want somebody to do a job. I'm a contractor. Hey, listen, I need to do an addition on my home. Well, I tell you what, Mr. Jackson, I vow to try. I vow to try. That should be on a shirt for some leftists. That should be a campaign slogan for Joe Biden in the 2024. If he makes it to that, which he won't. I've already guaranteed you Biden's not going to be their candidate. It will not be a Biden-Harris ticket with either of their names on it in 2024. I'm on record for saying that. Anyway, here's the worst of the Biden polling. 30% said they have a positive opinion of Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. So as you consider these polls, these numbers, I want you to consider what I just said. 30% have a positive opinion of Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Can you possibly have a positive opinion of that? Honestly. So what it tells you is, all those poll numbers are skewed. As bad as they are, they're far worse. And the Democrats, I'm going to say it again, it ain't going to get any better. I'm just telling you, folks. Hey, we got a lot to talk about today. Glad you're with me, KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We will be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If it weren't for bad luck, Biden would have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, agony on me. That would just be on a hee-haw. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Little Country Boy. Yeah, I grew up in the country where you get common sense. You know why the country gives you common sense? Because if you don't get up and feed animals, they die. And you realize that. If you don't get up and tend a crop, it will die. And you won't eat. You will starve. That's the way it is. There are chores to be done, and they progress in order for you to survive. And I want you to think back on to the frontier days where, you know, you had a cow. You milked the cow, you maybe went out and you shot a deer, you took the hide, you made yourself some shoes or a hat or some gloves or whatever. That was the way things worked. It was a cycle of life, and you had to respect it. There is no respect for that. People go to the grocery store to get their groceries or they don't. It isn't like if you're hungry. It's funny. We talk about hunger today, right? Nobody even thinks, well, if you're hungry, well, what did you do in the old days? You went out and you shot yourself something. You got your food. If you're hungry, you sit around going, I'm so hungry. Will somebody please feed me? Go kill a squirrel. Find a rock, kill a squirrel, kill a pigeon. There's something in your city that you can eat. I mean, I don't know what I would do if I got that hungry, but I wouldn't sit around waiting for the government. Man, let somebody come and bring me a SNAP card. I don't know how I'm going to eat. Are you kidding? Okay, it's a different hunt in the city. It's a different jungle hunt. But let me tell you what I would do. I'd go sit out behind restaurants or grocery stores, and I'd wait for them to throw away the food that's expired. Because they have to. They throw it away. And if I had to wait there every day, I would eat gourmet meals. I see the dates on there. They try to sell them, that's, you know, half price on a sandwich. It's because it's about to go old. It's about to get too old. Well, it ain't too old for you when you're hungry. It's better than dumpster diving 4 days later. Wow. People just, oh, if the government ain't going to give it to me, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. You get out there and get off your butt. God. All I got to do is harken back to the frontier days. And by the way, you don't have to go back to the 1700s or something. I can go back to the days of my great-grandfather. I will never forget. When I was a kid, my great-grandfather, my cousin Jerry, my cousin Larry, and two of my uncles load up their shotguns. And I'm excited because I'm like, hey, and they're going, we're going hunting for squirrels. And I went, squirrels? Because I had never eaten a squirrel. But they went squirrel hunting. My great-grandfather would eat squirrel, possum, armadillo. I heard armadillo meat is amazing. I've never eaten it, but I've heard it is. They didn't wait around. There was no SNAP card. We were poor. I didn't even feel poor, but I remember thinking, we killing squirrels? You know? Are there no cows and chickens around? But that was what I thought. And I was probably 6 years old when this happened. And they went out and they came back with a bushel full of squirrels and were laughing because something happened. I'm dusting off cobwebs. Look, folks, nothing redeeming for Biden or the Democrats. I just gave you a poll. Not a hint of good news. Disaster from start to finish is what the guy writes. And I'll give you another disaster. Build Back Better is a disaster. Manchin called it that. He said it is dead. D-E-A-D. Dead. What else you need me to tell you? Let me talk about supply chain issues. You want to talk about Bidenflation? You want to talk about nobody wants to run with Biden in the midterm elections? Nobody even wants to run with the Democratic Party. Have you looked at the number of defectors from that party? You got state legislators. You have state county officials. I've seen every ilk changing their mind, saying, you know what? I'm done with the Democrats. They are socialist, blah, blah, blah. How many people do you think are leaving that party? Exactly. We got them on the roll. Got them on the ropes. AOC is going to take a break from social media? Well, that might actually be good news for the Democrats. Whoopi Goldberg's been suspended from The View. Rachel Maddow on hiatus from MSNBC. Jesse Waters was quick to point out, well, maybe my ratings be better than hers. Okay, Jesse, Fox News, fake news, Fox News. Fox News, that's what I call them, Fox News. Maybe, but she's on hiatus. All temporary. Whoopi will be back. AOC will be back. Rachel Maddow or Rachel Maddow will be back. Both of them. She and her evil twin will be back. But it's a sign. It's something that's telling you that the earth underneath the Democrats is shifting. You know what the biggest issue that the Democrats are trying to figure out right now? Anybody? Anybody who listens to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? You can let me know what your biggest issue is. 844-551-8255. The biggest issue for the Democrats right now is they can't figure out how to cheat big enough to win. They can't figure it out. They know they're going to be watched. They know that there's going to be a level of scrutiny in this election cycle that they've never had. And they also know they don't have the support that they had of the base before. By the way, they didn't have a lot of support in the base, but the zealots, the ones who said, you know, when we get into power and we will not let them make another Supreme Court pick and we will not let them set the agenda, then all those people who've watched Joe Biden not deliver. And folks, here's the bad news for Joe Biden in not delivering. He can't satisfy anybody because he's got a massive fringe on the left and he can't swing that far. They're like, where's our reparations? And why haven't you unleashed all the people out of prison? And why haven't you let all these illegals into the country? Which he's trying to do, but he can't do. He can't be that radical. He's left of center, but he can't get to that peg. When they talk, think about the metaphorical line, right? And you got a zero point in the middle that's left of center, right of center. When you see that line, you have to understand 75% of that line is on the left, 25 on the right, because we don't have radicals. We have a very, very small group of so-called radicals. Well, I should say this. 75% of that line is on the right because we're all just moderates. And there's a small group of radicals. For the Democrats, there's a very small group of moderates and a bunch of crazy radicals. We occupy that line. I know I said it the opposite at first, but I corrected myself. So, yeah, man, we got all this great news. I'm going to get into some of this stuff here in a bit. But first thing I want to do when we come back is I want to talk about Brian Stelzer, who's upset that Joe Rogan is more respected than CNN. And he takes umbrage that people listen to Joe Rogan. And in fact, oh, Stelzer says, CNN, well, we're the purveyor. We have all the great information. Why don't people pay more attention to us? Well, I'll tell you why. Donald Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Islamic State's leader died during a U.S. military raid in northwestern Syria when he detonated an explosive that killed him and several family members as U.S. forces approached. That's according to President Biden. Biden labeling the ISIS leader as a major terrorist threat to the world.
He was the driving force behind the genocide of the Yazidi people in northwestern Iraq in 2014.
A big storm system is dumping rain, ice, and snow on a large portion of the country. It's mostly rain on the East Coast, but further west is an icy mix in states like Ohio and Kentucky. St. Louis is getting hammered with snow, and it extends all the way into upstate New York. Winter storm warnings stretch from Maine to New Mexico. The Dallas-Fort Worth area even seeing snow. USA Radio News. The United States is giving a thumbs up when it comes to sending money to help the Afghan people.
The U.S. told international banks and aid groups that transferring money to Afghanistan for many humanitarian purposes would not violate sanctions against the Taliban. The terrorist group took control of the country in August. The U.S. Treasury Department said transactions which pay for public school teachers and healthcare workers at state-run hospitals are acceptable. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
President Biden is set to talk about a crackdown on ghost guns during his trip to New York City today. On Thursday, the Justice Department unveiled a new initiative that will train prosecutors on pursuing charges related to ghost guns, which are growing in popularity. They are weapons that don't have traceable serial numbers and are put together from at-home kits. Biden meeting with New York City Mayor Eric Adams over combating gun crimes. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta tell you, you gotta hand it to the left. They love their spin. It doesn't matter what the subject is. These guys have a full-time, 24-hour, non-stop spin machine that's ready to go. And here's the good news. You no longer fall for it. And let's face it. Let's face it, conservatives. We have fallen for it in the past. We grew up believing when the news, when Walter Cronkite said, that's the news. You know, whatever, I forget what he said. It was his sign off. They wanted you to believe in the news. You believed it.
That's the way it was, or something like that, right? That's the way it is.
That was believable. And here's the deal. I never knew Cronkite was a Democrat. But he was, apparently. But I believed him. And I'll be honest, it was a little naivete. I was a kid. I didn't know what to think. But as I got older, I still believed the news. But there came a point where I went, wait a minute. Hold on a minute, Dan Rather. Hold on a minute, Peter Jennings or whomever. And you start questioning. And Donald Trump, I will credit this man for this till the day I die. He was the one that really woke us up and says, you can't believe the news. Don't believe what they're telling you. Now, I had already heard this from Justice Clarence Thomas. He was the one who woke me up to it. He said, Kevin, the news is fake. And I thought to myself, the Supreme Court justice with a conspiracy theory. And Justice Thomas said, no, and I can prove it to you. I never said I was going to retire. That was a story. It was circulating at the time. And it hit me hard. Like, what? He says, I've never said that. He goes, somebody made that story completely up. They didn't talk to me, didn't talk to my wife, nobody. That's just made up. And I went, wow, what a revelation. And from a person that I know is telling me the truth, one of my idols, he says, Kevin, do not believe the news. And I don't. So Donald Trump, who labeled CNN fake news, but I want you to hear this clip because the reason why I'm going to play this clip of Brian Stelter, they're wanting to spin this Joe Rogan thing. See, because Spotify said, you know what? Screw you guys. Neil Young, go. With your little whine. Hey, nah, hey. I mean, I'd rather hear cats fighting than hear Neil Young. And then they, oh, and there's more people that are going to jump off of Spotify. Fine, jump off. Let me tell you something, folks. There is so much good music out there. We could lose all the people that you've heard. I'm talking Adam Levine, all of them. And there's so many people that are so talented, ready to step in and take their places. And they know this. If you're a smart artist, you know this. You know there's somebody out there that can out-sing you, outperform you, and you better mind your P's and Q's, as my grandmother would say. Because they're waiting. They're the second string halfback that hasn't taken as many hits. He's waiting to get in the game. He's waiting for somebody to pop you so he can get in the game and Marshall Faulk you into the Hall of Fame.
That's a sports reference that some people might not get, but you get what you talk to somebody. They'll tell you what I'm talking about. So Joe Rogan, the spin is in. Oh, Joe Rogan had to back up. Joe Rogan's losing sponsorship. Joe Rogan is filthy. He's richer than he ever believed he could be by 100,000. I'm not downplaying him, but Joe Rogan is a blue-collar dude who made really good. And his contract with Spotify is $100 million, and I promise you, it's perform or don't perform. Spotify got put on the map when they brought Joe Rogan over. Now, I said this, and I say this in all humility. If you like Joe Rogan, you love my show. If I did what Joe Rogan did and I was sitting in front of a microphone and I had a studio set up like him and I was interviewing Jordan Peterson and people like that, I promise you, you would enjoy my interviews more than Joe Rogan's. No offense against him. Joe is a smart dude. I mean, he's an okay smart guy. Okay? But he's not going to get to the crux of it the way I would. No offense against him. I love the guy. We have so much in common, I don't know how we haven't actually met. Joe Rogan's a martial artist, so am I. He's done commentary for fights, and I would love to sit right next to him because I could do the same thing. Joe Rogan is your ordinary Joe. He's not trying to impress. I mean, he does comedy. We are just like brothers. And I'm telling you, I'm convinced one of these days I will meet Joe Rogan and we'll either train together or I'll sit in his show and we will talk and riff and make some comedy and we're going to have a blast and it's going to be wildly successful and it's going to help me probably more than it helps Joe at this point. But Joe's going to say, you know what? I like this dude and I like Rogan. I liked it. He didn't even back away, but I want you to hear this clip because this is Brian Stelter trying to talk about Rogan and what he said. And you discern for yourself who's really scared here. Who's trying to put a message out there because he's completely scared. And he better be scared. Brian Stelter and CNN better understand they're on notice. All these fake news outlets. Here's the clip.
This hour, music streaming giant Spotify is responding to public pressure, saying it will add a content warning to its most popular podcast. The new policy will warn listeners of the Joe Rogan Experience about potential COVID misinformation on the podcast. This comes after several artists, starting with Neil Young, moved their music off the platform in protest. CNN's Brian Stelter joins me now with more on this. Brian, what is Spotify doing here, and is this all because of Neil Young?
I think it's because of Young and Joni Mitchell and other artists, and we don't know how many complained privately. We also don't know how many subscribers either canceled or threatened to cancel over the weekend. But clearly, Daniel Ek, the CEO of Spotify, was under enough pressure that he took these very urgent actions on Sunday afternoon. Here are three of the examples, Kate, of what the company says they're doing. They're publishing the rules they already have in place for podcasts. They are working toward adding a content advisory around any podcast episode involving COVID-19, and they're going to test ways to highlight the rules. So basically, they're doing what Twitter and Facebook and other platforms did 2 years ago. This is nothing original, nothing novel. They are belatedly responding to the pressure from artists and subscribers. But here's what X said in a statement, quote, "It is important to me that we don't take on the position of being content censor while also making sure there are rules in place and consequences for those who violate them." You can hear the tension right there in that quote. He doesn't want to be a censor, but he needs to have rules in place to protect his audience. Now, I did not mention Joe Rogan at all, but Rogan's at the center of this because of the guests he's had on his podcast and the anti-vaccination narratives coming out of this popular podcast. Here's what Rogan said in an Instagram video overnight.
My pledge to you is that I will do my best to try to balance out these more controversial viewpoints with other people's perspectives so we can maybe find a better point of view. I don't want to just show the contrary opinion to what the narrative is. I want to show all kinds of opinions.
Which sounds great, but not all opinions are created equal. You think about major newsrooms like CNN that have health departments and deaths and operations that work hard on verified information on COVID-19. And then you have talk show stars like Joe Rogan who just wing it, who make it up as they go along. And because figures like Rogan are trusted by people that don't trust real newsrooms, we have a tension, a problem that's much bigger than Spotify, much bigger than any single platform, Kate. But that's what is the heart of this right now.
I can just say this definitively, Brian Stelter is a moron. Okay, he says it's because of Neil Young and Joni Mitchell. When is the last time you heard those two names?
in music. Seriously. Look, I don't know how big of a fan. I know who Joni Mitchell is. I know who Neil Young is. I get it. They were throwbacks from an era way gone by. And if that would move you to get off Spotify, fine. I say to you, I don't believe it. But here's what's funny about Stelter. He says, I don't know how many subscribers canceled or even threatened to cancel. That's what he says. But he makes it sound like, oh, but it was urgent, and they had to take urgent action, and the president of Spotify, he got the message. No, he didn't. I can promise you, for every Neil Young and Joni Mitchell that threatens to take their music off, there are 50 artists ready to put theirs on, and they're better than Joni Mitchell and Neil Young. See, the left is, if you're a Neil Young fan, forgive me, but I can tell you this. There are people writing better music than Neil. It's like everything else. It has elevated. Music is better. I'm stuck in many of my songs from the 80s, but I'll tell you, musically speaking, people have gotten better. Voices are better. Talent's better. I got it. Look, I'm a total Aretha Franklin fan. There are certain people that you can mention that have that kind of talent, Marvin Gaye. But it ain't Neil Young and Joni Mitchell. Now, look, he says they were belatedly responding. But you could hear the tension, he says, in the message. You could hear it because they don't want to censor you, but they want to give you rules. Well, there are rules to everything. But the rules shouldn't preclude you from being able to say what your opinion is. And I don't care how much Joe Rogan says about it. His opinion is just as valid as others. Now, he said some things. I criticized him the other day when he had some guy came on and gave him a stat and Joe didn't even know how to respond. Shame on him. But for the most part, he's right about this stuff. Anyway, Stelter goes on to say, all opinions are not created equal. Stelter says his opinion's better than yours because he's got experts behind his opinion. And you don't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I mentioned this the other day that we're winning, and these Holly weirdos that have bought into all this Me Too nonsense, all this woo flu, all these lies, they're starting to realize they were wrong. You're not going to hear them do any mea culpas because it's bad for their careers, but I promise you, they realize they're wrong. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. The most one that I find unbelievable is this story. I was very surprised to see it, but then again, I wasn't. Because at some point, you have to grow up. You have to wake up to grow up. And I'm not talking about woke the way they defined it. I'm talking about really wake up. Look around your world and say, wait a minute, this isn't right. Like the thing that got me fired. Oh, 35 years ago, Kavanaugh did this or that. Whatever. It's 50 years ago, Cosby did this. And you're just coming up, huh? Have you seen this special for Hugh Hefner and the Playboy Mansion? Oh, the Playboy Mansion wasn't all it was cracked up to be. There was lots of illicit sex and lots of blah, 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 and sexual innuendo and sexual charges. It's, really, I'm shocked
Hugh Hefner was a playboy. He was taking advantage of young girls who wanted to get in his magazine, and he was passing these girls around to all of his wealthy friends who could afford to go to the mansion or be friends with Hugh Hefner. I'm shocked. And we're just finding this out now? Whoa! And what happened to all the women that loved Hugh Hefner? I mean, who is it that loves porn? Who is it that loves that lifestyle? Is it conservative women or is it leftist women? I'm just curious. Asking for a friend. So now there's a big expose of Hugh Hefner. How long has this dude been dead? Hugh Hefner lived to be 183. He's been dead for 48 years. And now they decide to spill the beans on all that was going on at the Playboy Mansion. Wow. And it's going to be shocking revelations, folks. Girls were given drugs, sexually assaulted, date raped by wealthy. And let me ask you, who do you think participates? Do you think it's conservative men or do you think it's leftist men? Who would have been there? Ted Cruz or Harvey Weinstein? You get what I'm saying? Democrats wait a long time, and then they want to tell on themselves. Oh, you wouldn't even want to know what happened. Oh, my goodness. All the women who participated, who happily joined in, who that was their lifestyle, who they wanted something from Hugh Hefner, who dragged, you know, who was were pulled in under the vortex on his coattails, okay? And now they want to fess up and tell you all about Hugh and condemn all men. Yeah. You buying it? So see, they gotta come back to us and they hate it. They hate it because it's a reality check to go, well, yeah, I guess my parents were right. Oh, those sanctimonious conservatives were right. We told them, we tell them all the time. But they know better, right? Because we're stupid. They're smarter than we are. Our opinions don't matter. They have opinions backed up by experts. They follow the science. Yeah, you buying it? If it seems like I'm being a bit snarky, well, the shoe fits. So Sean Penn believes men are suffering from cowardly genes that have stripped away their masculinity. Welcome to the party, Sean Penn. We've been saying this for eight. I've been saying this forever. There are no men on the left. You can't consider yourself a man. They don't even recognize it. That's considered binary. See, they have stages of manhood and masculinity. Don't misunderstand me, folks. Everybody's not a warrior. I was talking to a lady on the plane, and she adores her husband. She's a very religious lady, and she says, you know what bothers me about him, though? And I was like that. She says, the thing that made me upset about him one day was he wouldn't stand up for me, and she went on to describe the story, and I agreed with her. It was a traffic deal where somebody, she cut some guy off, he's yelling at her, and curse, and her husband won't even recognize the guy, and she's apologizing, I'm sorry, I'm very sorry, I didn't see you, and the husband won't even look over and say, hey look, you made your point, pal. Because this guy is cursing her out. And she says, it really made me lose respect for him. I was like, yeah, I gotta admit. I said, my wife knows I would have absolutely gone to bat. Any girl I dated would have absolutely known that I was ready to go to bat. That's what dudes do. But this guy didn't. And she was like, oh boy. So we have this generation of, and I use my finger quotes, men, you know, wherever they are on the men's spectrum on the left there with those 72 genders or whatever they call it. And we have reality setting in with many of these people who say that is not the definition of manhood or masculinity. So apparently Sean Penn did a series of interviews. He's 61 years old, two-time Academy Award winner, and he criticized American culture, saying men are being feminized by it. Surrendering their genes and putting on a skirt is what he said. Remember I told you just a while back China has outlawed the girly man? They won't let girly men be on TV. If you are not, you know, rock hard showing masculinity, they don't even want to have you any part of you. You want to know why China is doing this? Because one of my buddies who went over to teach martial arts over there, he said they're the biggest, softest little pansies he's ever met. He said one Marine could take care of 5,000 of these little so-called male Chinese boys. It's not much different here. The only thing is, there are people like me who refuse to raise cream puffs. Penn went on to say, I'm in a club that believes that men in American culture have become wildly feminized. I don't think that being a brute or having insensitivity or disrespect for women has anything to do with masculinity or ever did. But I don't think that in order to be fair to women, we should become them. Oh, man. He said he was asked for clarification in a later interview in which he said, American men seem to find it fashionable and empowering to embrace traditional feminine attributes. Now, I will tell you something. Understanding women and understanding your sensitive side is a smart move for any male. But let me tell you another thing, guys. You better be prepared to be a monster when you need to be. I said during a speech, I've given this, you know, comedic speech quite often, but I've said many times, there's no woman, repeat, no real woman who wants a cream puff dude. They don't. Look, they want you to be sensitive. They don't want you to solve all the world's problems. When they bring you a problem, you don't have to solve it, guys. And I could go on. But here's what I will tell you. If your woman says, yeah, my car had a flat, and she's venting during the deal, and this happened and that happened, just listen. But eventually, she wants you to fix the flat. Yeah. A woman can talk about her problems, and your job is to listen. But if it continues, if the problem persists, that's the word, women want it fixed, and they expect their guy to do it. And if they have to do it, they expect the guy to back them in doing it, which is generally what they want. Because a strong woman, she'll handle her scandal. She will do her own thing. She's like, cool, I got this. So Sean pins this. He says, I think that men in my view have become quite feminized. I have these very strong women in my life who do not take masculinity as a sign of oppression towards them. There are a lot of, I think, cowardly genes that lead people to surrendering their genes and putting on a skirt. Now, they say Penn has a history of criticizing of culture. He says, when we're destroying careers like that, what are we really achieving? He's talking about what's going on with this Me Too movement. Or he says, oh, you look at politicians. I give a big nod to anyone that's willing to enter the public arena who is doing so because they give a dang, is what he said. But what he's saying is, you know you're going to go under a level of scrutiny like Kavanaugh and many others, like Justice Thomas, where some woman is going to, oh, he offended me. He mentioned blah, 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 or this, that, and the other stuff that they say day in and day out without any, not even thinking about it. Don't even get into a conversation or overhear a conversation with women. It'll make you blush. It'll make a sailor blush. Sean Penn voicing that opinion is a win for us.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.